This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go over this.
Cricks 1-0. Ground ball to short. Rodriguez will throw to the plate for one. Diaz fires it over the head of the first baseman, Diaz. And Diaz, Elias Diaz is hurt. Josh Bell had no chance. Elias Diaz is rolling on the ground in front of the dirt circle in pain as the slide from Rizzo not only toppled Elias Diaz, and Clint Hurdle goes to the home plate umpire first to argue about that slide while Elias Diaz is flat on his back on the grass, and meanwhile, two more runs score.
Now, Rizzo.
You got to go in and break the double play up, so obviously I'm not trying to hurt anyone, and I'm happy that Diaz is all right because plays like that are scary, but at the same time, you got to play hard.
And Joe Maddon.
That's how you should teach your kids to slide to break up a double play at home plate. The catcher's got to clear the path. You have to teach proper technique. He's got to get out farther. He's got to keep his foot on the plate clear.
Mm-hmm. A little more from the skipper.
You're teaching the fans the wrong things. You're worried about not getting people hurt, but then Rizzo, in the eyes of the Pittsburgh fans, did something wrong or dirty, and that is absolutely incorrect.
All right, let's have a talk about this.
He's a bag. Let's be real. Joe Maddon's a bag.
I agree with you. I used to like the guy. I'm starting to think a guy has just lost his mind. And it started with the plantar fasciitis stuff. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. You want to talk 20 years ago? Okay, I'll buy what they're selling. Except one thing people aren't talking enough about with this play, Rizzo was out by a mile. The slide's late. Let's take away the geography of the slide. Just take that away. It's late. If that happens in the middle of the diamond that late, people get real mad. So look at where Rizzo was whenever Diaz caught the baseball. He took a couple more steps, then wiped him out. Rizzo admits that he took him out. Maddon admits that he took him out. So there's where we are. Okay, now let's go back into the play. What run? If you've ever played baseball, it's real simple. You lead down third base, foul territory. You come back in fair territory. You lead down, so if a ball gets hit and it hits you, it's a foul ball. You go back to block the view of the catcher and the trajectory of the catcher trying to pick you off. You step back into fair territory to do that. But when you run home, you always remain, whether you're coming from second base, whether you're coming just from third base, whether you're rounding the bag or you start at third, you always run in foul territory, or at worst, right on the line. So whenever the argument is being made from the Cubs' side that's where I've never once in my life, I'll be real honest with you, seen a guy, not intentionally, run down the third baseline or get near home and be in front of the plate. The only time you ever do that is when you're evading something or going out of your way to do something. You run down the third baseline in foul territory, or at worst, on that chalk line. Rizzo went out of his way to get the guy.
Yeah, there's
end of story.
There's a great angle from the first base side where you could see him in foul territory and turn and come right at Diaz. I mean, he changed his path to go at Diaz, and he's not denying that. The issue is they changed the rule. Whether you like the rule or not, they changed
it. But
he
still has to slide at the plate. And that's part of not 6.01, but 6.01 or whatever. Like there's two portions to that rule. He still has to slide at the plate, and I'll argue that he didn't slide at the plate.
No, he didn't. And it's no longer the argument. And Bob Walk was making this after the game, because he hates that, he hates the slide rule. He has no problem with what Anthony Rizzo did because he could touch home plate. But that's not the rule anymore.
Your feet have to go directly at the bag, just like
you
in the middle of the diamond.
Just say, hey, but I could reach out and touch the base or the plate. You can't. That's not the rule anymore. So You can live in old school and say that, oh, that's just the way it should be. It isn't. It's not the way it should be. It's not the way the rule is now. And it was a dirty play, period.
It was wholly a dirty play from a – look, like it would almost be easier if this was Javi Baez and people didn't like him to begin with and he didn't have a reputation of being a really good guy off the field and a kind of a clean player. But this, for Anthony Rizzo, steps out of his normal MO. And that's why there's, you know, it's a little bit different. It'd be better. It'd be an easier conversation if it was Baez and you hated him to begin with.
Right.
But Joe Maddon has turned into, you know, Joe Maddon has made this real simple for people. It's like, we did something really unlikable, but we're going to double down on this and tell you, and it's on TV right now, we're going to tell you that we're right in all of this. This smarts of a condescending way the Cubs look at the Pirates, that they've looked at the Pirates for a while, and this smarts too, and I like Rizzo, and I've had interactions with Rizzo, you know, in their clubhouse, and he's a good guy. He needs hit in the ass today. Yep. There's no two ways about it. He needed hit in the backside yesterday. He needed hit in his belt buckle, in the back of his belt buckle, by Richard Rodriguez, whose manhood needs called into question right now. And that undeniably needed to happen yesterday in the ninth inning. And I'll tell you what, Diaz can say what he wants, and he's right in all of this. He's the one that needed to deliver that message to Rodriguez.
Yep.
Both guys speak maybe Spanish.
Maybe he felt like he didn't have to. What? Maybe he felt like, you know what? He knows what to do. I don't need to walk. Well, of course, you're limited mound visits, so you don't want to take a mound visit to go tell him you need to hit this. That should have been understood, and it should have been understood in the half inning leading into it that, hey, Rizzo's going to get hit here, whether it was verbally said or whatever. I mean, this is an issue with this Pirates team. They need a heartbeat. They need to come back. And Kingham needs to hit Rizzo and show the fans that you have a heartbeat.
We're back to whatever Josh Harrison and what David Freese were talking about. We're back to that. And something needs to happen tonight. Rizzo gets hit a lot to begin with, but it's because he's standing over the plate, like over the plate. There needs to be a no doubt, no brainer. This guy needs to get hit in the back. Tonight. And that's, I'm not calling for violence. I'm just saying, you want to police the game yourself? That's
how you
do it.
You're not calling for a headshot. No. You're not calling to take him out for the year, but there has to be some type of retribution.
Then in the postgame, AT&T Sports, they caught Joey Cora and David Freese going at it a little bit in the dugout.
We'll take care of things in house. We do a lot of it. Sometimes you hear about them, sometimes you don't.
Okay. So that's a skipper. On all of that, I don't know what that was about. A lot of people saying drawing a line that was about this situation and the inability of the Pirates to handle their biz. And that being said, Richard Rodriguez hitting someone, and he didn't hit Rizzo. Like, it's a no-brainer, Jeff. You have to plunk Rizzo today. That may be a day late and a dollar short for a lot of people, and I agree that it needed to be done in the ninth inning, particularly a 5-0 deficit with first base open. Like, if you're not going to do it then, when do you ever do it? But I guess if you're Kingham, you have to do it today. But that's going to kick this off all again. And the Cubs are going to say, here's Joe Maddon. I'm going to predict to you what Joe Madden's take on that is going to be. You know what? You're not playing it the right way. You had an opportunity yesterday to do it. Now you want to start this all over again. Man, what's happening here? And he's going to yell and scream about it.
He will. He'll whine. And his guys will throw at a Pirate. A Pirate will get hit, even though he tries to play off that he's this, oh, you know, we're old school. He will hit a Pirate after Rizzo hopefully gets hit, and then both sides will be warned, and there's no way Hurdle will allow a pitcher to get thrown out, so it'll stop there. And then the Cubs will do something else, and the Pirates will back down again.
If Richard Rodriguez hit Rizzo the right way yesterday in the ninth inning, with first base open, you hit him in the backside. You hit him with a fastball. You don't make a big show and spectacle of it. You hit him and you move on. It's all the books closed on this incident.
Yep.
Because Diaz isn't going to miss any time. He's okay. You move it along. You push it down the road. And it's over. And I'll tell you what, like, I fail to believe that Richard Rodriguez isn't savvy enough or doesn't know the game enough or wasn't schooled in this or it wasn't verbalized to him. Like, he couldn't have missed all that was going on. There's no way. And that, to me, is troublesome.
Right, and now you're putting Kingham in a tough spot. So now he has to go out and he has to hit Rizzo. Then are you going to get warnings on both sides? It's going to limit him being able to throw inside because any hit by pitch where he might just be off the inside of the plate is going to be an issue. You're right.
That well, the other thing, he's pitching for his major league life.
Right.
He doesn't have time to waste pitches and put people on base.
But whoever is the Pirate leader in that clubhouse, and I believe it's Harrison, I believe Freeze is a part of that too, needs to walk up to Kingham and say, here's what needs to happen when Anthony Rizzo gets up to bat. Unless the bases are loaded, he needs hit.
I don't understand how it got this far. All right, the Rizzo slide is one thing. Be mad. Be furious. And you're right, as Pittsburgh, to do that. Rizzo went out of his way, and it's not a dirty player. It's a dirty play. It's a guy who's generally a clean player making a dirty play on a guy that's wholly uncalled for where he slid. But the Pirates could have thrown a quick counterpunch, and we're still talking about it, but it's dead this morning. It's over. And I think Madden, even a guy like Madden, respects that. Even that goof respects it, and he says, okay, he hit my guy.
I don't know if he would have, because he
I think it would have been finished, though.
I do think it would have been finished, but I think he would have complained that his guy got hit for making a clean play. He would have complained because Madden complains. It's what he does.
But now the opportunity, and now it's going to be totally, totally open. It's going to be wide open again, and it's going to be nonsense. And you know what? They might even warn both pitchers tonight before the game.
And you probably don't have to tell John Lester, if Rizzo gets hit, what he needs to do.
It's turned into a fiasco all because of Richard Rodriguez. I mean, you could trail it back, obviously, to Rizzo. But there was a finite, easy end to this. And the Pirates didn't take
Pirates
their opportunity.
Can't back down. They can't. They can't back down. If Harrison gets thrown at because of them hitting Rizzo, then the Pirates have to risk Kingham pitching an inning.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.